Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, and welcome back to the CannonCast, a Columbus Blue Jackets podcast on the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, PD. I'm joined this week by Eric Seeds. We both write for the Cannon at jacketscannon.com, which we've got big news as of last week. We are part of a new venture called For Hockey Fans. This is a network of sites, many of whom we work with at our old place. But we're going to continue working with them. These are other fan-driven sites from around the NHL that we will continue to collaborate going forward. We've got a lot of big plans for the season coming up that we're super excited about. It's a creator-driven venture, which I think is an improvement over the previous, corporate-driven sports sites. And again, our podcast network here, Fans First Sports Network, is also creator-driven. And that's something that I'm super excited about. So thanks everyone again for your continued support of what we're doing. Be sure to check out our written content as well. We are doing a top 25 under 25 countdown, which is super exciting. And this week, though, for the podcast, we're going to do something a little different because there's still no Blue Jackets news to talk about. There was some NHL news over the weekend. Erik Karlsson got traded to Pittsburgh. But we decided we're not going to talk about that because we just want to have some fun and screw Pittsburgh. So you can go to the site. You can read an article I wrote about that trade. But today we're going to do something called Reverse Puckdoku. So for a little background here, there's a game that has caught on this year called Immaculate Grid. That is a baseball trivia game. Every day there is a 3x3 grid, and the rows and columns are all baseball franchises or achievements like MVP, 40 home run season, 3,000 career strikeouts, something like that. And you get 9 guesses to fill in the squares on the grid with players that fit each row and column. Then Puck Soup, a great hockey podcast that Seeds and I are both a fan of, they did a hockey version, and a listener then created his own site based on that called Puckdoku. Now, Immaculate Grid has been bought by Baseball Reference, and they have unveiled a football version, a basketball version, and a hockey version. So every morning I do the Baseball Immaculate Grid, the Hockey Immaculate Grid, and then Puckdoku. I do all three of those. I do better at Puckdoku than the Hockey Reference Immaculate Grid, which is kind of, I don't know why that should be the case, but I also find fans around the league hate it when the Blue Jackets come up because they have trouble thinking of Blue Jackets players because we're just not relevant enough. But Seeds, I'm sure you're the same way. We like to go full on sicko mode.
We sure do.
Recently, there was a Puckdoku that had the jackets for a column with the Calgary Flames, Edmonton Oilers, and Colorado Avalanche. And each of my picks were only picked by 1% of users. I went with Dalton Prout, Devin Shore, and Fedor Tootin. And I felt so proud of myself for that low score.
I thought I did super well on that when I got a score of a total of 13 on that one. I picked Dalton Prout, Mark Letestu, and Matt Calvert.
Yeah. So this game is a great way to remember some guys. So I highly recommend that you give these a shot. But what we're going to do today for the podcast is, again, stolen from Puck Soup. In a Patreon episode, they went with a reader submission, which was reverse Puckdoku. So how this works is we have each prepared a couple of Puckdoku grids where we have picked our columns and rows, and we have filled them in with players. And so one at a time, we're going to reveal players that are within the grid. And then it is up to the other person to figure out what the rows and columns are. So if you want to play along at home, you can, as long as you're not driving, grab some paper and a pen and jot down notes as you can. I'm sure you can scream out answers as you figure them out before we do. But yeah, definitely let us know if you're able to beat us to figuring these out. Let us know if you like this game, if you want us to do it again in the future. You know, we're happy to get the feedback on that. So Seeds, are you ready for my first grid here?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay. So again, there are 9 spots to pick from. Which one do you want me to reveal first?
Much like Sean McIndoe said on the podcast, for some reason, going the middle square feels like it gives me an advantage, even though it absolutely does not. So I'm going to go the middle square.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me as well. The middle square on this one is Frederick Modine.
Frederick Modine. One-time former Blue Jacket Frederick Modine.
Correct.
And a Swede.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing Swedes is not a column here.
It is not. And I will say that for mine, I ended up going just with teams and not accomplishments or descriptions or things like that. I just went with NHL teams. Yeah.
Okay. That tracks. All right. Then in that case, I will pick another square. I will go first column, second row. I'll go right to the left of Freddie Modine.
Okay. To the left of Modine is Marian Gaborik.
Is this Eastern Europeans who've played for the Columbus Blue Jackets? Okay. Was Modine a New York Ranger? Or was he an LA King? Is the row the LA Kings?
The row is the LA Kings. Well done.
Yes. I did better at that than I thought I would. Okay.
Well, and so warning to listeners here, my first one here is a little bit of a sicko mode board. Another one of mine is a little easier, and I think Seeds has done the same thing too. So we're going to do kind of hard, easy, easy, hard here as we go along. So if you weren't ahead of him there, don't feel too bad here. We got a little mix of things going on here, but maybe this was easier than I thought. We'll see. So what is the next square you want to see?
And you have to remember, I'm the sicko who spent way too much time on Hockey Reference in my life. So
yes,
I'm going to go with second column, first row, just ahead above Frederick Modine.
Okay, above Modine is Curtis McElhinney.
Oh God, well that doesn't narrow it down at all.
Yeah, I will say, yeah, for those playing this, Curtis McElhinney and Anton Forsberg are both really good Blue Jackets goalies that show up on a lot of teams and can get you a low score for it. So
yeah, they Curtis McElhinney has played for 5 teams and I believe played no more than like 80 games for any of them.
Yeah.
Like for Blue Jackets fans who are listening, the most games he played for any team was for the Blue Jackets. And you remember how few games he played for the Blue Jackets.
Yeah. And over like a 5-year period. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I learned on a podcast today that he had a career that spanned from when he was like 22 to when he was, 37 or something. So, you know, nice accomplished. Hey, good work if you can get it right.
He had a hell of a career. Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Let's just finish that column out. Let's go B or column two, row three.
Okay, below Modine is Anton Strahlman. So Curtis McElhinney, Frederick Modine, Anton Strahlman down the middle column.
Is that column the Florida Panthers?
It is not.
Strahlman. Okay, I know this is great podcasting while I try to think through this, so I'm gonna vamp here.
Yeah.
Strahlman was a senator. I don't remember if McElhinney is it the Senators?
It is not.
Okay, I'm gonna pass and come back to that.
Okay.
Okay. Let's finish. Let's go. See if I can get some help here. Let's go top left square between Gaborik and McElhinney.
That is Mike Commodore.
Mike Commodore. The one time hockey analyst on the app formerly known as Twitter. So Mike Commodore, Marion Gaborik. Let's finish that column out.
Okay. Which I have to say too, my favorite Mike Commodore memory though is where he won like a Super Bowl pool and he posed for a picture like with him shirtless on a bed with just covered in dollars or something. That's my like lingering Mike Commodore memory. At the bottom of the column is Luke Richardson.
Luke Richardson. Okay. I like that you're picking all former Blue Jackets that are completely messing with me here. Commodore, Gaborik, and Richardson. Is the first column the Minnesota Wild?
It is not.
Gaborik, Richardson. This would be a lot easier if I wasn't 12 years old when the NHL came to Columbus.
I tried to go with generally more recent things, but I did have to pull some older ones to make this one work. So,
is column A the New York Rangers?
It is not.
Okay. Let's move to is the bottom row the Chicago Blackhawks?
It is not.
Okay, give me the last one in the bottom row.
Okay, the far right bottom row is Ron Hainsey.
Is that the Carolina Hurricanes?
It is not.
Oh, God. I am getting annihilated.
You're right getting here. Close on some of these, though, and there's some that you have thrown out that are you're on the right track in some of these, just in the wrong spot. So.
Okay, give me the top row, the last one.
All right, top right is Ian Cole.
Ian Cole. Was McElhinney a Hurricane? No, he was. No, was he?
You're correct.
Was he? It is the Carolina Hurricanes.
The top row is the Carolina Hurricanes. Yep.
I could not remember for my life if he was a Hurricane or not. How many? Do you know how many games offhand he played for the Hurricanes?
McElhinney?
Yeah.
I think it was maybe only a season. So like 30 games or 29 or something like that.
And that I have no memory of McElhinney playing for the Hurricanes.
I think it was after Columbus, he went to Toronto, and then after Toronto, he went to Carolina.
Yeah, he played 33 games, went 20-11.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad.
Hey, we'd take that here right now, right?
Yeah.
All right. In that case, I'm going to try and do the last one. So, is the last column the Florida Panthers?
It is not.
Okay. All right, what's the middle one of the last column so that I have a full grid?
Jack Johnson.
Oh, that's helpful. Is it the Colorado Avalanche?
Nope.
In the last column?
It's okay. Not. But Cole and Johnson were both Avs, but Hainsey was not.
Okay, so Jack Johnson was drafted by Carolina, went to LA.
Mm-hmm.
played for Columbus. Is Column C Columbus?
Nope.
It's not us. Well, that's the bit. It's all Blue Jackets. then after Johnson went to Columbus, is Column C Chicago?
Nope.
Johnson.
You think about where you went right after Columbus.
Didn't he go right after Columbus?
With a really bad contract.
Oh, he went to the Penguins. This is the Penguins.
That is the Penguins.
Okay, so then column B, is that the Lightning?
It is.
Column B is the Lightning, which means so I've got the first column and the last row.
Correct.
Last row is Luke Richardson, Strawman, and Hainsey.
Correct.
Okay, I'm actually just going to sit here and think, where did Gaborik go? Gaborik started with the Wild. Then he went to LA. Then he went to the Rangers. I feel like there's another team in there that I'm missing.
At the very end of his career.
At the very end of his career.
And one which I actually forgot that he had played for. I thought he was maybe just LTIR for them, but he did play briefly.
Is this the Coyotes?
It is not.
I'm trying to think of.
And I'll say these last two answers here are both Canadian teams. I'll give you that hint.
Is it Winnipeg?
Nope.
No.
These are harder ones. I'll say these are probably the hardest.
Yeah, I'm stumped here. Did Gaborik go to Montreal?
It was Ottawa that he finished his career in.
Wow, I would not have gotten that. What's the last row?
Toronto.
Oh, I should have got that. That's embarrassing.
And so what I was trying to do on here but was not able to complete, I was trying to do a grid of former Blue Jackets who had also won a Stanley Cup, but I was only able to – like only seven of these guys were Cup winners. Richardson and Strawman did not win Cups, but the other seven did all win Cups. Commodore won it with Carolina, McElhinney with Tampa – Modine with Tampa, Cole and Hainsey with Pittsburgh, Johnson with Colorado, and Gaborik with the Kings. So those are all former Jacket Cup winners elsewhere, obviously.
I am embarrassed that I did not get Toronto. That's embarrassing. I should have done better there. I could have sat here all night and never. I could have never told you Marion Gaborik played for the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, that was a tough one. But again, it has come up, I think, in some of the Puckdokus. So that was kind of fresh in my mind there.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, your turn here. Let's go through your first one.
All right, let's go for my first one. And these are all teams.
Okay, give me the middle square.
Max Domi.
Okay, let's go. And he's another one that's been around here. Let's go middle column, bottom row.
Andre Kasha.
Okay. Is the middle column Chicago?
No.
Is it Arizona?
No.
Okay. All right. Give me the middle column top row.
Paul Stastny.
Oh, is this Carolina?
It is.
Okay, yeah, I forgot.
Andre Kasha played one game for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Just one, okay.
One game.
All right, and yeah, Stastny's another one that's bounced around. Let's go top left.
Nick Holden.
Ooh. This is definitely a journeyman game type of grid. Top right.
Ryan Murray.
Is the top row Edmonton?
No.
All right, let's go right column, middle row.
Brandon Saad.
Okay, so right column is Colorado?
No.
Oh. Huh, okay. Bottom right.
John Gibson.
Okay, so the right column is not a team then?
It's a team. It is certainly a team.
And you said top right was Ryan Murray?
Yes.
Because I thought Gibson was only ever with the Ducks, right? Or was he somewhere else?
He played for another team.
Oh, is this Team North America?
It is Team North America.
Yes. Oh, that is okay. That is a good pull. That is a really good pull. Because I was thrown off by, wait a minute, Murray's Canadian. The other guys are American. What are we doing here? That's okay. That's good. That's really good. So let's see. Is the middle row the Blue Jackets?
Yes, the middle row is the Blue Jackets.
Okay. All right. Give me, or is the bottom row the Ducks?
The bottom row is the Ducks.
Okay.
So I believe you have to guess the first column and the first row, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And I'm going to see if I can maybe get one of those and be able to guess the players that you've got here. Let's see, is the top row the Avs?
It is the Avs.
Okay. And then I guess give me bottom left.
Michael Delzato.
DJ MDZ. All right. Okay, now I'm trying to remember where Nick Holden has played. Let's see. Did he do Ottawa or Toronto? Because I think Delzato did both of those. I guess give me left middle.
The missing Blue Jacket is Adam McQuaid.
Oh, okay. And he was one that I was trying to fit into my Stanley Cup grid with like New York and Boston and so left column has to be the Rangers.
It is the New York Rangers.
All right. Okay, that was a good one. That was good. Okay.
I really had fun. I set out with a goal of I'm going to work Team North America into this, and I was like, this is going to be a lot of fun.
I appreciate that a ton, and a good way of working in some jackets that have bounced around too. And that really threw me off. That was good. All right. So my next one, which I think should be a little easier. And so I'm also going to see at the end, if you can figure out what my theme was for the teams that I picked.
Okay.
So, all right. So which square do you want?
I'll take the middle square.
Ryan McDonagh.
Lightning players who are on the Lightning that lost the Blue Jackets. give me right below Ryan McDonagh.
Brandon Hagel.
Also qualifies.
I think he got there later, but
did he? Okay.
Yeah.
Well. Give me column one, row two, right to the left of McDonagh.
Victor Arvidsson.
Is row two Nashville?
It is.
Let's finish off column two.
Top row of column two is Jan Ruda.
Oh, God. Jan Ruda. Well, and that's not, is it the Lightning?
That is the Lightning. Yeah, that was kind of, I didn't really mean to do the Lightning twice, but yeah, that is the Lightning.
All right. Well, okay. Let's go top left.
The man whose name shall not be spoken, Jeff Carter.
Good. Is the first column the Kings?
It is.
Okay. Well, I guess I got to guess something in the bot. Give me the bottom right.
Bottom right is Chris Chelios.
Chris Chelios played with Brandon Hagel on a team? What?
Not at the same time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I was gonna say, I guess I just had a brain fart there for a minute. I was like, yeah, wait right. a minute. Okay, give me column three, middle row.
The ultimate journeyman, Mike Sillinger.
Is column three the Detroit Red Wings?
It is. So you have top row and bottom row to solve, or the top right and bottom left squares if you want to guess the players.
Hagel. Okay. Jeff Carter, Jan Ruda. Is the top row the Philadelphia Flyers?
No.
Was Jan Ruda a Blue Jacket?
He was not.
Okay. Where else has Carter been? Jeff Carter, Jan Ruda. Okay, I guess give me. Give me the last one in the top row.
All right, the third column top row is Marian Hossa.
This one isn't Swedish, guys, is it?
It is not.
Carter, Ruda, Hossa. Is that... was Carter ever Chicago... Is it the Blackhawks?
Nope.
Carter, Arvidsson, Hagel, Chelios. Is the bottom row the Rangers?
No.
No, is the bottom row the Blackhawks?
Bottom row is the Blackhawks, yes.
So I need a guy who is a King and a Blackhawk. I wanted to get to the point where I could guess a square. That's what I was aiming for here. I wanted to try and get to a point where I could guess a square. A King and a Blackhawk. Well, there's a relatively good number of those guys.
Yeah.
Man, this Carter Hossa Ruda thing. Carter's Canadian. It's not just Team Canada, is it?
Nope. I think, yeah, because Ruda is Finnish and Hossa is Slovakian, I believe.
Give me the last square.
All right. Bottom left is Philip Deneau.
Phil Deneau.
Who I believe started his career in Chicago and is currently a King.
Yeah.
Phil Deneau. And in the top row, Ruda was on the move this summer in a trade. If that helps.
No, it doesn't, because I've been checked out of NHL news for a while here. Outside of the Blue Jackets drafting Adam Fantilli, I don't think I've paid attention to the to the news really at all until Erik Karlsson got traded. Okay, I'm out. What's the last row?
So the top row was the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh God.
Because Hossa was there like just briefly.
Oh,
like,
I forgot Carter was a Penguin. Oh my God.
Still is.
Oh my God, I'm so bad at this.
And Ruda was just traded to San Jose, I believe, in the Carlson trade this weekend. So
this is what I get for not reading the details of the Carlson trade. This is what I get. All I just saw was Erik Karlsson trading because I was at the pool. Oh God.
So this is one I came up quickly by just picking the teams first and then filling it in. Mm-hmm. And I went with all teams that we hate for one reason or another as Blue Jackets fans, either mm-hmm. current or former rivalries, playoff defeats, player movement, et cetera. So, you know, the Kings because of, you know, Carter, and the Lightning because of our playoff meetings, Detroit and Nashville from the old Central Division, Chicago for being Chicago, all of that. So that was my mindset there with that grid.
No, that is a great grid. I guess if you really wanted to go real sicko mode for guys who would have fit in this grid but we also hated as a player, for the Nashville Detroit square, you could have picked Jordan Tutu because that guy was a
That would be good too. I did have to throw in though Papa Sillinger. So
Well, he might make an appearance on my next grid here, which I came up with while I was on the treadmill this afternoon, trying to think of a grid that would stump Sean McIndoe. So
okay, so I'm not going to do well with this, I don't think.
You might. We'll see.
All right, give me the middle square.
The middle square would be Mr. Matt Hendricks.
I don't even know that I've heard of that player ever. Oh, God. All right.
He might be working at Reichert Auto right now.
Bottom right.
Dan Quinn.
Okay. So I know him as a coach. I don't know if I remember him as a player. Okay. Middle column, bottom row.
Zach Dalpe.
All right. Maybe helps. Let's go bottom row, far left.
Jay Beagle.
Say that again.
Jay Beagle.
Okay. Is the bottom row Arizona?
It is not.
Okay. Let's go left column, middle row.
Olli Jokinen.
Oh, okay. Is the left column Vancouver?
The left column Vancouver. No.
Oh. Okay. Let's go top left.
Adrian O'Coin.
Oh, a one-time Blue Jacket?
Yes.
Okay, top middle.
Randy Robitaille.
What the hell? Oh, man. Is the middle column Minnesota?
Yes, it is.
Hey, all right.
The middle column is the Minnesota Wild.
Again, really hadn't heard of the other two, but I just was going through like where Zach Dalpe had played. So
it's perfectly fine. Zach Dalpe played a grand total of 40 games for the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, I remembered he was mostly an AHLer there. Mm-hmm. I guess he's been that most stops. But all right, let's go top right.
The king of the journeyman game, Mike Sillinger.
Okay, that doesn't narrow it down at all. Unless is the top row of the Blue Jackets.
No.
Okay.
If Randy Robitaille was a Blue Jacket, I do not remember this happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I should have thought about that. Is the top row Detroit?
It is not.
Okay. All right.
I believe you got one square left.
Yeah. Is the far right, is it the Islanders?
The far right column? No.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and give me the last square.
Eric Gudbranson.
Jesus.
I'll give you a hint. Some of the teams you've named fit other places.
Okay. Is the bottom row... Is the bottom row of the Capitals?
It is not. I couldn't let the moment pass here without including Eric and Branson in our immaculate grid.
Yeah. Is the far right Calgary?
No.
Okay. Is the bottom row Vancouver?
The bottom row is the Vancouver Canucks.
Okay. I did not remember that Dalby played for them, but okay.
20 games.
Yeah. All right. Is the left column, is that Arizona?
That is Arizona.
Okay. Because I was trying to think, like, I could only think of Beagle as a Capital, Canuck, and Coyote, I think.
But remember, remember when Vancouver signed him and then the contract was horrible and they offloaded him to Arizona?
Yeah, for all Redman Larson, right?
Yes, exactly.
Woo!
Which worked out incredibly well for the Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, and actually, speaking of OEL, is the middle row Florida?
No.
Ah, okay. So Nuka Branson was a Panther, and I thought maybe Ole Jokinen was as well. Okay, I'm trying to think of other Mike Sillinger teams. Well, it is. Did Dan Quinn ever play for the Blue Jackets?
Dan Quinn did not play for the Blue Jackets.
What about for far right Pittsburgh?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to think of other good Branson stops. He's been bad in a lot of places.
He sure has. He went to the playoffs at this stop.
Okay. Oh. Now.
Went might be.
Oh, is the middle row Ottawa?
No.
All right, I think I'm going to have to call it. I think I'm stumped on the top two rows in the right column.
So the right column was the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, okay.
Sillinger, Gudbranson, and Dan Quinn was an Ottawa Senator.
Okay.
The middle row of Olli Jokinen, Matt Hendricks, and Eric Gudbranson was the Nashville Predators.
Oh,
Eric Gudbranson played 9 regular season games for the Predators, going 0-1-1 with 12 penalty minutes.
Well, if you got to pick him up as a rental, you got to do it. So sure.
And then he played 2 games in the playoffs. Good for you, Eric Gudbranson. And then the top row of Adrian Aucoin, Randy Robitaille, and Mike Sillinger was the New York Islanders.
That one was the Islanders. Okay. So I was on the right track in some of these. I just couldn't pick the right spot. All right. That was, again, that was some, I think you maybe out-sickoed me on that one for sure. So that is very well done. Again, yeah, you go to some of these guys that do not have that Blue Jackets connection or did not play against them a lot in my memory. And yeah, I'm going to have some blind spots there, but that was very, very good.
Like I said, I was trying to sicko mode this one. And I was trying to think of I was trying to go for guys who played less than 40 games in places. And Matt Hendricks played 40 games for the Predators. Eric Branson obviously played 9 for the Preds. Zach Dalby played 60 total games for the 2 teams combined in this. I was trying to have a little fun here. So,
well, yeah. And there was one thing I like about Puckdoku is where after you've submitted, you can go through and you can see the full list of everyone that has been submitted as correct answers for a spot. Mm-hmm. And for one of the Blue Jackets ones one time, a couple people busted out Taylor Chorney. Remember Taylor Chorney?
Not until you said that name, I did not.
Yeah. And again, only played maybe 2 games for the Jackets or whatever, but that is a deep pull. I really appreciate that kind of thing.
Deep cut.
All right. So, so that was our attempt at reverse Puckdoku. Hope you enjoyed it. If you liked it or not, let us know. So if you have any grids that you want to send to us, you can email it at thecannon@fourhockeyfans.com. And maybe we'll read some out on a future episode here. But again, go to the site, check out our top 25 under 25 series that is ongoing, and we will catch you next time.
For more content from The Cannon, check out jacketscannon.com or follow us on Twitter at CBJCannon. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and rate us wherever you listen to podcasts. Our theme music is the song Green Eyes by Angela Pearley and the Howlin' Moons. Angela's new album, Turn Me Loose, is out now. Go to angelapearley.com for more music and show dates.